No, I wasn't recording.
Any of it?
No.
Damn it. That was pretty good, too.
Hello, hey, what's up, everybody? It's Aaron. Good one. And I'm with the same thing that my mom popped out of my mom, my sister, Amy.
Is it recording now?
Yeah.
Okay. I may be triple.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
It's probably like 2:30 in the morning, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. hope we just did a whole pot, like probably 5-10 minutes talking and then realized, hey, you know what? I'm not recording. Jesus. Oh, man.
You were really into it, yeah. Too. That was pretty good for not being anywhere.
Yeah. Damn it. Well, yeah, she's in town. She's hanging out in Vegas. She did a convention out here. And so just hanging out when we can. I was on a shoot, and so we're like, let's chill. And so now here we are. Instead of talking through a phone, might as well do a podcast and talk normal. Jeez, we just talked about so much. Oh, that's classic.
Next time, record button.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was, and then I guess it was blinking pause.
Oh no.
Oh man, it's late. It's late. Yeah, it's. I just got back from a shoot. I was in Indianapolis, then flew in, hung out with my sister, and then got to take her to the airport. And that's how we do it. We fly around. It's getting crazy. Well, like, we were just talking, like, it's crazy because my sister, she's been hunting a lot with Mark and Debbie Constantino. And for the last year and a half, I've been hunting with Amy and the family and stuff. And it's gotten, like, it's crazy evidence. And we were thinking, like, how come we get such great evidence together? And how come, you know, this or that? And then, so you started hunting with Mark and Debbie, and they invited you to hang out with them and hunt with them. And they're getting amazing evidence with you.
Yeah.
And so it's crazy. And so... So then we went and talked to mom and grandma about it, and they're like, well, did you know, what was it, the two generations?
Yeah, grandma and then our great-grandma, which we never met our great-grandma.
Right.
But our great-grandma was ghost hunting back when we were...
Right.
Before we even existed.
Right, so we're technically the third generation of ghost hunters in the family.
Yeah.
On my mom's side, which is crazy because we just found this out, like, what, like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Amy started hunting and doing all this stuff and all the evidence we get all together, and it's just so weird. It's like amped up. It's almost like by accident, like, cuz by accident I fell into this job, and now by accident you kind of fell into this job, and it's now we're hunting ghosts and we're a third generation ghost hunters.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like Sam and Dean Winchester, except yeah. Brother and sister and not so crazy.
Not good looking.
Wait, did you just dish on us? Nice. but yeah, so we kind of found that out, and that's kind of crazy. It's like, yeah, you just, I don't know, we just, it's
well,
all...
Well, on the dad side, like, my entire life, I thought we were German, Swedish, and Scottish. Turns out, we aren't even German at all. We are Swedish and Scottish on mom's side, and then dad was like, it's not German, we're English. And because Goodwin, somehow it descends from Godwin, and at some point, like, somewhere in our family, like, it's Mississippi or something. Or...
Yeah, well, and also on dad's side of the family, we're finding out that we don't know all the 100% yet, because we just started actually looking in the family tree in the last, like, two months, and dad's kind of slow at it, but I think... If I had some time, I'd jump on it, but we're trying. We're actually working as much as we can, but we found out that we're related to, supposedly there, I've heard stories of this thing called the Goodwin kids who kind of like spawned or started rumors or something about the whole witch trials. And I don't know where I saw that and heard it, but I've heard it a few times. So we're trying to look more into it. And I mean, trying to look more into it is like, I just got to go look into it.
Yeah.
But we've just been finding this out. I've been traveling. And so Amy and I have been talking. So I'm like, all right, let's get deep into it. But we're kind of, found out our family's from the Salem witch trial time period and was in Salem, Massachusetts at the time. And so it's really odd. So it's like, oh, I went back there and hunted, you know, and I technically became a witch or warlock there. And so it's just kind of cool. And then we're finding out that I'm a bloodline, not bloodline, but like marriage strong. Like, I don't know, like they thought of him as family, but, Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Wait, not Benjamin Franklin.
I know somebody that's,
oh, who's the guy from the Hellfire Caves? Albert Einstein, George Lucas.
Is that,
no. No, I'm just trying to think. God, I think it's been. Oh my God, I can't believe I can't think of this right now. But
it's 2 in the morning.
It is 3 in the morning, and I'm a jet lag, and I can't think. But anyways, he was part of the Hellfire Caves. I'll think of it earlier, and I'll just dub it in with the voice. Here we go. It'll be like, blah, 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 blah. Benjamin Franklin. So, God. But, so then, yeah, so, but he was in the Hellfire Cave. I went and hunted there. That's kind of just cool. It's like, it's almost like weird things, and so we're trying to find out everything, so that way, like, maybe I hunted in other spots. We have family in Alabama, you know, like it just, you never know. And then the weird thing is you've actually been hunting in spots where I've actually hunted.
Yeah.
And you're staying in rooms that I've hunted on my own and random coincidental little things.
Well, and I'm telling you stories like about how I see this like glowing orb and you were like, I saw the same thing. And like, I didn't know that.
Right.
Yeah. So it's cool because like, I'm seeing the same things in the same
room. The Silver
rooms.
Queen, right?
Or the Copper Queen.
Copper
yeah.
Queen, yeah. When I was in the room with the where the prostitution happened, I actually during it saw like lights like kind of floating around. It's crazy. And then Amy was telling me about it that she saw that, and I'm because she had to stay the night in there. And I'm just like just last week, and so I'm like, oh, that's weird, you know.
But she saw the same thing. Not only that, when we were doing the last night when we were doing the hunt, 3 different people saw the glowing orb. Go through the room.
Yeah. Oh,
so, yeah.
It's crazy. I've seen it. I know.
I've always been one of those people. I'm like, it's dust. It's just dust in the picture. When yeah. you see with your naked eye, and you're just like, I saw 3 times, but the first 2 times I saw it at the corner of my eye.
Right.
So I just didn't. I was like, maybe I'm just tired, you know. So then I stood. I like laid there and stared up at the ceiling, and I watched it like move around the fan and on the other side of the wall. So it was like,
that's
I'm trying
awesome.
To debunk whether or not it's coming through the window or not. But I had the blinds shut.
Listen to you. You know, I was trying to debunk it. And that's awesome. That's awesome. Like, I never heard my sister even talk about this kind of thing. And, like, but it's weird. And, like, and when they've been hunting with Mark and Debbie, like, I've been on one of them, the Portland, in the Shanghai tunnels.
Yeah.
And what happened with Chad and his family. It's just, like, it's weird. But it's weird because, like, you know, I don't want to get too personal and stuff, but we have this weird tend. In the family trend, or we have this weird thing in the family where we kind of communicate with spirits lately, right?
Yeah.
Real heavily. And finding out the past and history of it being the 3rd generation ghost hunters on my mom's side of the family, that's kind of odd because I never planned on doing this. She never planned on doing this. This job fell into my lap by accident. You know, I was spooked and scared, you know, trying to quit, but still intrigued and wanting to do it. And it was just like a head game with me, like, should I stay or should I go? And then this falling in my lap by accident, it's just, it's weird because it's like, you know, everything changed with me with the Winchester Mystery House. It kind of switched to like more aggressive Aaron and more, you know, you saw there's been a change in me. And I'll get more into that on another podcast here, but... And so, like, just recently, and then with the family and all the stuff we've been learning and all the ghost hunts you've been doing, it's weird. Sorry, I'm just talking over you. I'm not even allowing you to talk, am I?
That's what you do, Aaron. You're like, blah, 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 blah. One thing I was thinking about, though, is, like, if you... I don't know how anything, like, genealogy and, like, all that works with, you know, us and stuff, but here we got Mom's side that has, you know, he has history of ghost hunting, and then Dad's side...
That's history.
Yeah, history. Like, and I wonder if it's like the combination of the two, how blending together, maybe that's why we catch so much. You never know. It's like two
different
kinds
too.
Of...
That is true. It's almost like, I do believe in reincarnation. I believe few people get reincarnated and few energies and maybe all energies, who knows? And, but the thing is like, you can tell from past history, you put all this stuff together with Dad's history and Mom's history. And it's like, oh, coincidental, you know, like really, like how coincidentally can you get on this by, and it happened by accident. So it's almost like you're right with Dad's side and Mom's side finally meeting or finally whatever. And then we'd had no plans on doing this. I was a cameraman for like 10 years already. I had no plans on going there and hunting ghosts. And then like, I never even got thought about ghosts or I didn't watch those. It was weird. And so like, just to have this thrown into my lap and then like now it's kind of in your lap by accident and weird randomness from you just going on a couple ghost hunts with Mark and Debbie. And then all of a sudden, like, they're like, whoa, with you, we get amazing evidence. And that's even better. And not just with you, but with other people
Which
too.
Which is awesome because they've been like inviting me to a lot of events.
Right. And that's cool.
They know together we catch stuff.
Right.
And
right.
And with you and them, you catch stuff. So
yo, dude, we have so much. I have so many histories or so many events I've done with Mark and Debbie alone and the history it's set on, like, just my past and everything and the witch that followed me and all these other things. And it's like, it's crazy. Like, I have it all in audio. I gave it to my sister to edit, but but again, there's so much. And so I'm sure, like, when we really sit down this next year, Amy and I and Dad and Mom are really going to hit hard and try to figure this out, because very interesting. And so it's almost like, oh, this is, you know, it couldn't make any more sense to us.
Oh, yeah.
And so
everything happens for a reason. Right. For some reason, Dad and Mom
hooked up.
Yep. We dropped out of them. Yeah. But not them, like Mom.
Right, a Mom. Well, no, technically them. First to drop. Okay, I'm stopping. Yeah. But
yeah. That didn't happen ever.
How did we do this? Oh God.
We're throwing up now.
Yeah. But yeah, so it happened. And so now it just like was almost like forced upon us. And so in a weird way, instead of like going questioning it, we've just accepted it. And Now it's like, let's roll with it. And so it's weird. And but we haven't we've hunted alone, you know, in the houses. And, you know, we've proven that the witch falls by crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about it later on, because it's like has to do with a lot of stuff that probably we shouldn't talk about because it gets into personal stuff. But it's pretty cool. And, you know, more of the years pass on, I'm sure the more things that will happen, and I'm sure the more stories we'll have, and how we'll just vlog it and talk on camera and do more of it. But for right now, we're just learning it, so we're keeping it kind of chill. But
until we figure out all the history.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And
well,
so,
I've always been really interested in our family history, but it's like Dad's side, like, we don't know that side as well, because, you know, right. Alabama, Mississippi.
Did you know that both sides of our families were high up Masons?
Yes.
Grandpa?
I didn't know Dad's side.
Grandpa and Dad's side. I didn't know Grandpa.
Side.
I didn't know Mom's side was until you just told me.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
And I don't know much about
I don't know why our family is always just so like, you have to ask them if they'll tell you something. It's very, very odd. Not shady, but it's just like, hey, Mom, did you ever blah, blah, blah? And she'd be like, well, of course. Why didn't I ever fucking know? You know, like, what? And so, and it's like, dude, you just tell me this, Grandma? Like, where did you not? She did tell me what she used to do back in the day for her Friday nights and Saturday nights was they would sit around and go something, but they wouldn't do it the way we do it now. They would do it the old school way. They would do it with, like, make a noise or push the bottle or make this object move or light as a feather. Right. The light as a feather, a lot of meditation, which you should not meditate in a haunted spot. And then they would do other things like the rods, you were saying?
Yeah.
Dowsing rods. Yeah. And back then, that's all they had. And Ouija board. I think they played the Ouija board a lot, too.
Because how long has that been around?
And the crystal, the whole crystal thing that I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
But that's how they did it. That was the old school way. And so, but before that, there was our great grandma. And so she probably, who knows what they did?
We never met her.
Wonder what happened we got to find out what happened before America's tradition, you know, or not tradition, but family, because I bet it could go even further. But that's what we're doing. We're kind of looking it up, and it's crazy how we were actually on both sides of family with history and this, and it's clashing together, and it by accident made us do this. And now, you know, you did it years later after me, but it's just weird. It's weird.
It is really weird, because I've always liked scary movies. I like the
Well, you look in the mirror every day, so it's probably like, oh, scary. Yeah, so the adrenaline rush every morning. I gotcha.
But as a kid, like, I've been watching my, you know, since I was like 4 or 5 years. You're still recording, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just double checking.
You didn't pause it on accident.
Well, I wondered if I bumped it the first time, but like with my thumb, but no, it's rolling. Okay. We usually do 20-minute podcasts, so this one's about 14, so we got 6 minutes.
Okay, cool. 6 minutes.
Thank but God, yeah, no, because I don't have to hear you talk. I mean, go ahead, sorry.
I liked the adrenaline rush of being scared as a kid.
Right.
And that's why I liked horror movies. I mean, 4 or 5 years old, I started watching them. And you didn't really watch them as a kid, but I did, and I loved it. I'd have my friends come over and scare the crap out of them, end up in my parents' bed crying.
Well, see, this makes sense, because I was the good child, and you were the evil one. No, because you just said it. I think it's proof right now.
I used to mess with my friends. I would, like, I'd tell them that the stuffed animals in the room were alive, and I'd be like, in the morning when we wake up, they're going to be in different spots. So as soon as they'd fall asleep, I'd move it, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's a ghost, and they're alive, the stuffed animals. And like, I was a little bit evil when it came to that kind of stuff, because some of my friends are probably really screwed up now.
You heard it first, world. I've been trying to prove for all my life that Amy was way eviler than she said she was. And I think now we have it, so I win.
I think that you actually did like My Little Ponies. I think that you...
Me?
Yeah.
I hated My Little Ponies.
No, you know the theme song.
Well, because every morning and I would wake up and walk out in the room, you'd be eating cereal with your TV tray, listening to taped My Little Ponies, VHS. And if you watch VHS tapes over and over and over, they get real like... And soon it was like, oh, this is before all that. I mean, this is old school. This is like, what,
1985?
Yeah. So it was like, pretty much like hearing My Little Pony recorded over and over and over. And you got your way all the time. So it was kind of like.
Which is why I used to lock me
I did get
back.
TGI Fridays. Well, yeah. I did get TGI Friday, which is Urkel and Full House. But you like those too, so you really benefited off of that. You really got the TV
like
the whole time.
I didn't like MTV as a kid. Like,
yeah, but I had to watch that on the spare TV in the other room and turn it down so
dude,
it didn't interfere.
TVs were so ghetto. They were like these like teeny tiny. I remember playing like Mario Brothers with you, and it was like the small. It was like, I don't even know, 10-inch screen and like black and white because it was. The color was broken and the antenna and just like, I mean, it was crazy. Like now it's like the TVs are like ginormous and yeah. And so we're like, he's watching MTV on a 10 inch screen. And he's just like, Chris Cross will make a gym jump.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh my God. That was a long.
It's a mix a lot.
And who knew when that was happening, fast forward. And now it's this.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. It's weird. And so, like, you were at my... Okay, so, like, my house is really haunted. And, like, I always say, like, ghost hunting in different spots and locations is nothing like hunting or hanging out at my house because it's so scary with sometimes the stuff that follows me around.
Yeah, and I didn't feel anything the first day I was here.
Yeah, you were chilling. And then when you stay the night.
Yes.
And then... so, tell them the story.
Okay, so I'm like, sleeping. I got up to go to the bathroom, came back out, and I hear Aaron going, Amy, from upstairs. And I'm like, waiting for him to come down. I'm like, why is he up at this early? I mean, it's like 8 in the morning. Who wakes up at 8 in the morning in this house? No one. So I was like, what is he doing, you know? And he didn't come down. So I was like, okay, you know. And then I freaked myself out at that point because I was like, he's not coming down. It was your voice, too.
Dude.
It was your voice. It's like, it's almost like someone.
And it was like,
yeah,
I was
voice.
Out, you said you heard it like I was like on the stairs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like,
that's why I was just waiting for you to come down because I was like, why is he yelling my name down the stairs?
I had my door shut and I was in my room and maybe I was talking, but you would hear it through the door like a muffling sound through the wall,
oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's what you're telling me. So I was like, that was crazy. And I was like, nope, not me. And one, if I was yelling your name, like I would have woke up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would think so. Unless you're just yelling things out around. But it wouldn't have gone through the door.
Right.
You know what I mean? It wouldn't have sounded like you were right at the top of the steps. And it was
weird.
And I thought you were messing with me. So I was like, he's just freaking me out now. He's not going to come down. He's just going to be like, ooh, Amy. I'm like, no, not like that. But it was just like, Amy. And I was like, almost like kind of panicky a little bit. And so I was just like waiting for you to come down. You didn't come down. So and then in the morning, I'm like, were you messing with me? At like about, what was it, 8? And you were like, no, I was sleeping.
I don't even,
you're like, you don't
know, I go to bed at 4 in the morning and I don't wake until at least 11 going, oh, I can go back to sleep.
Yeah. And we were telling, you know, Josh or whatever when he came and he was just like.
Josh never had experience here.
No, but I was telling Josh about that and he's like, Aaron, you were messing with her, right? And you told me, you're like, I don't mess with people in this house.
I don't mess with people, period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like. It's weird, but I don't because it's like
in that way you mess.
I mean, I mess with people like joking around, but like I don't mess with people in like a scary sense because like then you're always going to question it. You're like, oh, and so I've had a bunch of people have stuff here, you know, happen, and it's just weird. But yeah, and so
nothing happened the second time.
Didn't you getting poked and stuff?
Yeah. So well, I kind of at that point I was kind of freaked out a little bit. I had the my toes pushed down by. This is the first time I've really been touched. And it was like, it got pushed down to the point where it hurt. And like, you can't do that without, and I'm watching it happen. And you can't do that. Like, it's not even a foot spasm or anything. I mean, it folded all the way down and it hurt. And so that's after I laid back down. We're waiting for you to come down the stairs. And so then I got up and I thought you had that room, the door shut. So then I was freaking myself. I was like, why is the door open? What's going on right there? Right, and then all of a sudden I felt a swipe on my elbow, like rub on my elbow. But it was gentle, but it was weird.
And this is the first time you ever stayed here too.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever been. It's the first time I've ever been here.
I wonder if like it was like, whoa, there's Amy.
Yeah.
Because it knows in that whole like aura and whatever, you know, spiritual world, they must talk. And so I wonder, and then they're like, oh, they don't even know they're ghost hunters, really. You know, like, haha, this is awesome. Or not even mess with it. Who's just to say they're not touching you? Just to, like, you know, like they're really trying to touch you.
Yeah.
And then they push so hard. And then all of a sudden it's like your toe moves and you freak out. But they're like, ooh, whoops.
Like,
you
sorry,
know,
like, yeah.
Yeah. And so you never know. Like, I used to think, like, Mackie's.
Because after that, it was gentle. It was a gentle touch on my elbow two different times.
Right. I used to think Mackie's was a scary thing and after me all the time. But really, if it wasn't for Mackie's, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. And so because that was my first real, you know, something following me around. And like, now I've come with a peace with it. Like, I'm weird like that. I understand I went through all this stuff. And without that, then, you know, I don't know where I just got in the Mackie's. What? But yeah, now I'm at peace with it. It's
and
weird.
And they told me I go hunting, but I heard they cleansed the whole thing. And so now, of anything bad spirits, and I don't know how many good spirits were in there, but the Bobby Mackie's.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You got to not just like, no. I've heard that. It just depends on who you are.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Just
like,
some random person
if you're just
there.
A person to hunt it, maybe you're new, or maybe like you just don't get much evidence, or maybe evidence doesn't happen around you. But some people, they hunt and all this crazy stuff happens around them. So I've heard mixed too. So, but here's the thing. It's like when you cleanse something, you got to cleanse it over and over and over until it finally goes away. You just piss something off.
Well,
it comes back.
Saying something about
right.
That.
I've learned a lot. And that's one thing I've learned is when something crazy happens, you can't just cleanse it and walk away and be like, it's cleansed. If you're lucky and it happens, sweet. But you really got to do it over and over and over until it's actually gone. It's really weird. I've learned that from a lot of professionals.
Well, and Diana, she had those rocks, these different rocks at her table, and she was, and so I got some from her, and because I don't want it coming home, I have kids, you know, so I don't want it coming home with
right.
me. And so I was like, is there something that I can, you know, and she's like, I was like, but if I start keep ghost hunting, is that going to block that? Like in the future? And she's like, no, you have to keep doing these things over and over and over, like the cleansing thing.
Well, here's the other thing. I think regardless with the cleansing thing, we are, because in my spot, I got cleansed once and it got worse. So I decided I'm not going to get cleansed until it's all over. Right. But I'm different. You know, but here's the thing. When it comes down to it, if we are supposed to be hunting ghosts and all this stuff and it's in the family, like we really got no choice in what's going to happen.
Yeah. Exactly.
So as long as you just know it's paranormal, it's happening, and maybe what's happening isn't bad, but if tension's getting on in the house or something, you got to understand that maybe it might be something in energy that's there. As soon as you can pull yourself out of it and look at it and go, okay, that could be the energy or it could just be me PMSing. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know, but you can like, you can tell, like if all of a sudden, like, you know, one of the girls are running around like all pissed off and stuff, like, wait, well, you just snapped it. She could be PMSing.
Yeah.
Like, or she, right. Well, they're not old enough. Well, I don't know. Bailey. Okay, let's not, yeah. But like, let's just not talk about that. Yeah. But, and so it's funny, but like, you know, we're different. I've realized we are different. And so with that said, just know it. Sometimes this may not work with cleansing and stuff, but as long as you know and you got this like little, like my talisman I wear on my necklace. I take it off, all this crazy stuff bad happens, but I have kept it on, even though it's just like, even though bad, scary stuff happens, it's just almost keep, it's like my mental keeps my awareness going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like around me and stuff. And it keeps me strong. But if I don't have it on, I have this panic, like, but it's mental in a weird way. Like mentally I'm panicking about it, but, or is it? It's really, well, I'm writing a blog about my talisman and all this crazy stuff that's happened with it. So that's coming out too. And too, I know I say this all the time and I'll explain it. It'll be coming out too soon. So I technically did it too soon.
Like a cartoon?
Yeah, no. Let's talk fast. But I always say I'll explain it later, but I now got on my kind of this funk I was in for 8 months with the whole voodoo spell ritual thing I did, and not spell, but the voodoo ritual thing, and it was bad. But I finally got out of that, and I kind of got on my funk after I went into Transylvania, which something crazy happened to me. I'll explain it. I'll definitely have this podcast out about what happened and how I felt different in a few more podcasts before the Halloween special in October. So I'll put it out towards then. But there's so much to tell. There's I got 5 years to tell of stories and stuff. And this is just another story that's just added on to it.
What's that? One thing is when you first started doing this, like after, I think it was after the first season, you came to visit us and you weren't Aaron. You weren't funny. You weren't goofy. You weren't like anything. You were just like not even there.
Yeah. Wait, and was that when the voodoo thing?
This was after the witch. It must have been maybe because it was after the first season, and you came to visit. And I was still living in.
Was I still married?
Yes.
Okay, then that would have been Mackie's.
Okay. Yeah, it must have been after Mackie. Right. But it was like you were depressed, and it was like, and I've never seen you like that. Like you've always been right. Like goofy, make everybody laugh. You know.
Well, so now that you've watched me go through stuff, now when it's happening to you, you'd be aware of it.
Because
a lot of you out there who hunt ghosts or something or spirits or have attachments, you know what I'm talking about. So you just gotta be aware of it because you get caught up in it.
Yeah, because last weekend we did Copper Queen, and I've never had things happen that much stuff happen to where my body like felt like that the next day, just angry. And so, you know, at Las Vegas Paracon, I was going to do the hunt, but I was like, how does Aaron do this all the time? Like,
it's a
hunting hangover.
We call it a paranormal hangover.
Paranormal hangover. It was crazy. Yeah, and it's.
I believe
it lasts
in the,
a week.
Right. It depends. It lasts so long until you just actually, your body flushes it away, your aura energy. Because you have strong aura and energy, I think, and I know I do. So it's like after a while, it kind of washes away or it just lingers off or you get used to it and you're okay. But it's hard to like realize what's happening as it's happening because you just get caught in this zone. I always do this thing where I imagine like when I'm zoning or stressed, every once in a while I'll think of it and I'll go, oh, and I like step out away from myself and I realize, okay, I'm stressing over this when there's other really big stresses.
We stress out pretty bad in our family
right.
The history of stress.
Yeah, my mom's a history of stress, so I'm a history of stress, same as grandma. So it's kind of like, it's just in the family, but it's weird, but like, I don't know where I'm going with this again. But yeah, so just if you get stressed out, step out and realize,
Yeah. I don't even know.
But yeah, just if you get stressed out, just look at it and try to snap out of it. Anyways, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I don't know where I'm going with that. Yeah, I know that we're probably running out of time. 27, two more minutes.
Okay.
But yeah, we ramble a lot.
Yes. Then we don't know where we went with it or how we got there.
Well, yeah. Then we're like, oh, yeah. But yeah, it's weird. But yeah, so that's kind of my sister and the family and the history and the stuff that we've kind of gone through and been learning about, especially in the last 2 months.
And once we learn more, we'll do more of these.
Yeah.
And,
obviously there's, since my family hunted and the history with my dad and how we're third generation ghost hunters from my mom's side, obviously we're just not going to stop here.
Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, you were supposed to get into this.
Right.
And then finding out that it's in our history, like, it's crazy.
It's
like,
crazy.
It is.
And then, like, yeah, and it gets even more depth. Like, we're just telling you some of it. There's other stuff. We'll tell you stories later on. You'll be like, whoa. And it has to do with deeper and crazier stuff with the family and, like, how we all tend to, like, be around spirits and, oh, it's crazy. I don't want to say too much.
Yeah, exactly.
but yeah, we'll definitely get into more of these. I just thought we'd just throw in there and kind of let you know what we just found out. And she was in town, so I was like, let's do it. Let's just tell people what's going on and what we just found out instead of, let's not. Let's just keep it us. And might as well.
I mean, it's the only way we're going to figure this stuff out is if we talk about it and we figure it out. We look at history. Like, otherwise, if we just leave it alone, we're never going to know.
Right.
You know?
Well, I'm glad because we learned a couple things in this podcast. We learned some family history and we learned... by you saying that you're pretty much evil, and the worst. I'm the better brother, and
he's evil because that's what you're so angry.
No, you were
about
just saying you're saying how evil you were to your friends and telling them their dolls are real, and I get it because I mean, take that and 100 other examples
but
of me.
I also think that some of that because you made at some point I watched that one with the doll that comes alive,
Chucky.
I actually have pictures. Cartoons that I drew of how evil you were to me on these when I was like in sixth grade of you chasing me around my dolls and saying it's just like Chucky, it's gonna live, it's gonna get you. So I think that when you're 6, 7 years
it's
old,
late, it's late, and I think you're delusional.
But I've always always looked up to you. So I think I was like, oh, well, he messes with me with the doll.
Well, actually, it came from mom. Mom will literally do things like, oh, man. Oh. She made me want to, like, have kids. And then, like, when they were, like, seven, like, have them come home from school and me and the wife were hacked up in the bathtub. Just so their reactions would be like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that's so that must have come from mom.
Too. We got right. goofy from her, too. Because, right. Like,
wait, let me finish. The hacked up part is all props, and we're joking, and we go, surprise, just kidding. And the kids are like, oh, mom, dad.
No one's really hacked up.
Right. No one's hacked up, but it's like a joke because I think that's hilarious. So maybe we got that from mom because she would. Oh, there's stories. You've heard.
She loved the fact that you were born on April Fool's Day.
I know. And that's probably.
Every year, tampons.
Oh, yeah, I'd get tampons every year or sometime. Well, for a while until I realized what tampons were, and then she stopped.
Oh.
She used to say, like, we're all, she used to, like, let's just say learning what she used to say now is like, whoa, mom, PG, come on. Because then we just didn't know any better, so we just thought it was funny, like, what's tampons, you know?
Oh, yeah, or we're off, like a used car. Yeah. I didn't know that, man, when I was a kid.
I always looked at her and said, like a condo? Like a house? Like, I used to say that all the time. Like, she used to look at me like, yep.
It's just gross to think of now. That yeah. Like,
that's our family. I mean, you've
mom
heard.
Mom doesn't know what that means.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard some podcasts. You've heard my. If you haven't, go back to some earlier podcasts and listen to my interviews with my mom.
And you talked to your and grandma.
Grandma.
Too, right?
Yeah. And so, but mom's is more of just like talking about how I think it was how I learned about the period.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait, maybe I didn't talk about
it's
that one because it's
a
pretty.
Morbid.
Yeah, it's funny, though. But so it's the way she explained it. But maybe I didn't talk about that one,
yeah.
So I won't say so.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
The things we learned from mom and how she taught us is not the normal way people learn.
Right. And then that's probably what that's why we are the way we are.
Yeah, that's why we're goofy.
So that's why you're so evil.
That's
we'll blame
why
mom.
That's why I'm so
okay,
evil.
Good. I'm out of it. It's mom's fault. Yes.
It's also mom.
Which technically was grandma's fault.
Yes.
Then great grandma's fault because she hunted ghosts.
Yep.
It's
her fault.
She brought the demon child out.
Demon child. I used to call my friends my minions. Isn't that what they are? Like your demon or you know,
man, we gotta find out. We gotta like really sit down with mom and grandma. And we really should like sit down and like record this with mom talking about childhood stories because oh dude, that's okay. I'm gonna go next trip to Oregon. I'm gonna sit the recorder down. It'll be like probably a 4-part podcast and just be about all the crazy shit we had to go through.
May have to edit out like half of it because mom sometimes you look at mom and she's telling you these stories and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Who does that?
What do you mean you said that when I was a kid?
Yeah, like well, I think you talked about the podcast, like because mom kind of had a potty mouth.
Oh yeah, and
grandma. So your first word was like shit.
My
something?
First word was the shit word. I won't say it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh well, you did. So you're the bad one.
Well, you're my phone is Aaron Badwin.
Yeah. Well, I put everyone is F sister F mom because it's
family.
It's family. But everyone who ever sees someone call, they're like F like, your mom like. F your sister, like what? That's fine. That's messed up. And I'm like, no, it means family, and they mean it. So it's pretty funny. But like in production, it's P for production, you know. So I alphabetize it, so it's
so
a little easier
like
to find it.
Put it in there, like,
no, I didn't until one time mom called me and someone looked down and they're like, F your mom, like what? You hate her? And I'm like, no, not at all. Oh, I got myself. Yeah. Oh, so yeah. That's funny. But we probably said a bunch of stuff we shouldn't have said, but that's okay.
Well,
thanks for listening.
Now you know.
Yeah. I got to take her to the airport so she can go back home. And then, damn, you're traveling just as much as I am lately.
Yeah, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday I fly to Parafest and then the following week in Scarefest.
Then Scarefest. I hope to have this up by Scarefest. I should have this up in the next like few days. So, yeah. And then, Scarefest. And if you are going to Scarefest, come and hang out with us at the booth. Chat, you know, she'll tell you some. Well, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't tell the stories.
At least we'll be recorded.
Right, but it'll be funny. And so, yeah. But we'll be at Scarefest together, and then you know, in the next couple of years, we'll be doing a few more things together. But
at some point, I want to go back. I want to go to the Salem area.
Yeah, I wanted to. I want to actually, because I've been going there. I've been going a couple times just on my own, just to do my own thing there, and just my own recording sessions. I've always been. I kind of want to retire there when I am all done, like have a house and like I've gone to the graveyards and hung out there and done EVP. I've it's so weird. I just feel so happy and drawn, like that's my old place. And then finding out from Dad that we actually family grew up there.
The place you're sitting there, like in the graveyards, maybe family's in there.
Right. And you know, it's really weird is I've come across like four people and they're related somehow to someone who got hung or the judge. Yeah. And it was like, and they're really.
Did you ever see Godwin or Goodwin in any of the tombstones?
I never thought about it. Yeah. Why would I think about that?
I didn't know Godwin was the same.
Are we related to Godwin?
Godwin. Anything?
Godwin? Oh, yeah. Goodwin.
Goodwin and Godwin.
And Godwin. Because. Yeah. And then we found out that they shortened names up and stuff. So it's like, oh, who else? So that's the hard part in Salem. We have a lot of family in Salem. Some stayed, some left. And so that's. But it's just this weird thing missing, so we just gotta look into it.
Well, when you went to Scotland at some point, did you know that on mom's side we were part Scottish?
No.
Yeah.
I wonder if we have anything to do with the castle or anything out there.
And that's one of my things. Like before I die, I want to go to Scotland.
Right. Edinburgh, Scotland. Here's a quick thing. Edinburgh, Scotland. One night I snuck into the grave while we were out there, Greyfriars Cemetery. It was a long time ago, and I was in there for like an hour with Zach, and we were in there hanging out. And then right when we left, because it was closed, and right when we left, right when I stepped out of the gates, I was like, oh my God, I felt instantly like something was different. And as soon as I got home, that's when I started liking skulls, and I never liked that stuff.
No.
And like in Edinburgh, Scotland,
I was like, that's evil.
Right. And then I had an experience with these, like, an experience with like aura energy people. That's another podcast, but. So then when I left out, when I walked out the cemetery, I kind of realized that after I flew on the plane and got back home and to Oregon and all that, when I was living there, I realized, holy crap, my good energy is stuck there. And so it's weird, but I know one day I'm going to have to go back to Scotland, to Greyfriars Cemetery, Edinburgh, and like just sit there and get it back. So I figured, I don't know. It's just a weird thing in my head. It's really weird, but well, and if we're related from there, maybe I'm buried there or something, like, or a past life was buried there.
Well, it'd be cool.
Damn,
be cool
I didn't realize that.
It'd be cool to go to like the Salem area, and then it'd also be cool to at some point go to Scotland and then Sweden, because there was a big part of our mom's side is Swedish.
Right,
Grandpa. But
what's in Sweden? Just a bunch of hot blondes. I don't know. And yodeling. Right? But see, who knows?
I really
want to
go there.
I do too.
Because that's one place, like, that's a big part of Grandpa's side.
Right. Well, see, that's right. That's right.
It's all Swedish.
Yeah. So, well, maybe when later in a couple years or a year or something, we'll just start doing this. Because who knows? By then, we might be like, totally know so much history. Everything's explained, you know. Who knows, man? You never know the future, so we may even be like, remember when we talked about that? Now look. Like, but okay, this podcast is going long, and I got to get you to the airport because we've actually been talking for a while now. So you're going to run late, and I don't want to get you stuck here and have to deal with you longer. I'm just kidding. I love you, Amy.
I love you.
Well, thanks for hanging out with me and my sis, and if you don't, she's AEG Trimble, at AEG Trimble on Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook is Amy Trimble Photography. You can always find me at Instagram as Aaron Goodwin, at Aaron Goodwin, or just Aaron Goodwin on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm the one verified. Is it verified? I think it is.
Instagram verifies.
Yeah, Instagram isn't verified. So, or you can find me at Goodwin Collect. And I don't know if you know my sister, she always has the Radtastic shirts I wear. She's the ones who invented that. So if you always go to theradtastic.com, you can.
That's
radtastic.com. Dang it! Dang
fired.
It! I'm fired. So that's with
that's
an S.
Radtastic.
Right. THATS, radtastic.com.
You just spelled something.
I know. I didn't spell radtastic, so we're 50-50.
You can just read it off your shirt.
I know. But so yeah, check it out. That's where you get the Radtastic shirts or the skeleton, Big Step and Skeleton. She did the Big Step and Skeleton art for me, and so you can get the Big Step and Skeleton. And my face growing out of the ground.
Everyone asked like where they came from. I was like, it's an idea I've had for a long time. Yeah, and then they named it like jeans, start twisting, yeah, it, putting some dirt in there.
Right, there it is. I mean, people call it Father Earth, and then there's the good and the bad, where there's a scary one of me, and so yeah. Wow, that's a lot. What else can I plug? Just kidding. But yeah, cool. So, and again, thanks for hanging out, guys. And
thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.